Hello, Sagittarius friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Sagittarius April 2024 astrology horoscope forecast, which I am calling Adventure-Fueled Bliss Magnet. So I'm excited to explain all of that to you. I'm a Sagittarius too. I'm so excited about this month. This report is for you if Sagittarius is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Sag placement you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. If you're a very late degree Sag like I am, so birthdays like December 15th through the rest of the sign, or Sagittarius degrees like 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Capricorn report because your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. Okay, so I'm just going to start with the gusto. We've got lots of things to talk about this month, but I'm going to talk about the things I'm most excited about first. So this is Aries time of the year. March 21st started our new astrological year, and April 8th, the solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries, is the kickoff party for the astrological new year. Happens to also be eclipse. Everything is multiplied triple when it's eclipse time versus just a regular new moon. So this is like a very fiery, buoyant, exciting start to our astrological new year. And for Sagittarius, this is always a time of excess, and this is always a time that the potentials for excitement and fun are supercharged. Now, while of course I'm sensitive to the fact that not everyone can experience all of these things, especially if you're going through something in your chart or going through something in life that is like a cloud over this, you know, I know that individual charts can have different pieces, but strictly from the general transit report and how it's linking into Sagittarius, these potentials are certainly there, and I'm very excited about them. So what are we talking about here? Aries is a fellow fire sign. Fellow fire signs make 120 degree angles with Sagittarius, and that's the most favorable angle in all of astrology. So this is what we've got going on. After the first week of April, we're going to have Venus in Aries, making a full circuit through Aries, kissing every single Sagittarius placement with love and beauty and nurturing and money and relationships and comfort. Yay! So we have that going on. We've got the sun in Aries. So from the time at the end of March through, you know, the end of April, around April 21st or 22nd, in that time, every single Sagittarius placement will get a kiss from the sun, bringing buoyancy and light and elucidation and courage and vibrance. Also things that light you up. So exciting. Then we have long-term transit of Chiron. That's moving along. We've got longer, or not as long, but still long-term, couple of year transit of transiting North Node, area of highest expression in this lifetime, making this consistent trine for us. That means all the Libra Aries eclipse cycles that started in early 2023 that will go into the first half of 2025. All of those eclipses are making favorable angles, including the one that we're having now, including the one that we have in March, which is still affecting now. So, you know, this is very exciting. Then we have Mercury in retrograde, going direct in retrograde, retrograde and then going direct. So basically three movements where it passed all these Aries placements before, because it's in late degree Mercury or late degree Aries. So we got a Mercury kiss already. It's going to go retrograde, get another kiss, and it's going to go direct. We'll get another kiss. So triple kisses from Mercury in retrograde. Very, very, very exciting. Venus, the sun, transit in North Node, Chiron, Mercury retrograde, and the eclipse, all in this Aries sign, full of fire, independence, excitement. And then the party's not going to stop, because even when the energy shifts from Aries to Taurus with the sun and, you know, things start following suit, Mars will get to Aries. So May, we have Mars doing all the same kissing. So this is really, really, really exciting. So I want to talk about this adventure-fueled bliss magnet business that I have on my mind for us. And I want to give you a bunch of ways that either the eclipse plus these transits can manifest during this time, or ways that you can actively, consciously use this energy to create the things that you want. Now, one big thing to remember is that we are in Mercury retrograde. So March 20th, we started to go into the pre-shadow period, or the shadow pre-transit shadow period. April 1st through April 25th, the actual retrograde. April 25th through May 14th is when it's groggy, kind of recovering. That's the full cycle. That makes this month, even though it's so action-oriented and so exciting, that makes this a month to not force anything. Enough will be happening on its own, and any squeaky wheels are what you want to give attention to. And it's best to not try to schedule too much, because a lot of magic wants to come in. We need to leave the space for it. You know, the retrograde will make plans dicey, but there's still plenty of room for things to happen. We just have to have a little flexibility, and Sagittarius are amazing at that, right? So the retrograde is like making us be the spider in the web. So February, March, we're weaving, actively weaving all over the place our new webs. Now is a time to go back over old things, to go back to things that worked before, to, you know, follow up on things we've been doing, to carry things along that we've been doing, and to show up for the last minute magic that's going to come on. So I'm going to give you, gosh, at least, I don't know, maybe 10 or so ways that I see that you can actively use this. And the first is adventure-fueled, you know, bliss, basically. So you can use this for a creativity retreat or a project. The energetic of adventure is super strong at this time, and Sagittarius love adventures. Unless you're a late degree Sag that has more Capricorn than Sag and you're sort of reserved, you know, and that can happen, of course. But if you have Sag placements one or more and it's strong, the energetic of adventure, whether it's an armchair warrior like reading books or watching movies that are adventurous, or actually going out and doing things, this is going to be a prominent part of your experience. So doing anything that requires like artistic exploration or something involving adventure. Now, remember, I did say it is a little bit tough to plan things, but that doesn't mean you can't use this time to plan a trip or plan something specific. Just remember to leave a little softness in the planning. Double check your gate. You know, this is actually a fantastic time for travel. And you may find that you are traveling at this time, even though it's Mercury retrograde. Because Mercury retrograde is great for travel, it's just not always great for things working out exactly as you intend. But if you're along for the adventure, what happens on adventures? Often you wind up in places you didn't expect. So if you can take that spirit of adventure to any travel that happens now, it's definitely going to make things much easier. It will cut the potential for frustration that Aries energy can tend to bring. Because, you know, Aries is ruled by the god of war, or Aries is the god of war. And there can be this frustration if you're so zesty, like your energy is so zesty that you want to make things happen. If you're trying to force something to happen, it might not. If you're trying to launch your life dreams, it's not the best time to do that because of the retrograde. When we get into May, you'll still have Aries energy, you know, and leftover eclipse energy. You'll have Mars in Aries and you'll have more clear stars. But for now, it's a really great time for doing things more internal or doing things that are really go with the flow. Okay, so then we've got bold performance opportunities. So if you are a Sag that is out in front of people, you may find that you're extra zesty at this time, and you may find that there's a chance for you to express yourself in bold new ways. The energy of Aries is boldness, and it's definitely going to be very strong at this time. Anything spontaneous. So spontaneous travel adventures, spontaneous, you know, just doing something different, taking a class, shaking things up. We've got multiple energies or lines of energy that point towards shaking things up, including this crazy Jupiter Uranus connection, which we'll talk about later. And I will do separate at least one or maybe two reports just on that transit because it's such a big deal, but it's covering the whole month of April. And Uranus is bringing this extra energy of spontaneous things. Mercury retrograde brings the last minute magic, and Uranus is zapping in like a lightning strike with things out of the blue. So spontaneous things, a last minute flight to a far flung corner of the globe, you know, things that Sagittarius tend to love. New cultures, new landscapes, new perspectives, all of that. Something else this is great for is like a passion led advocacy campaign. So if you are trying to be the voice for someone or something that you feel needs help or that you're excited about, this is a time where you can work with that. Just be extra careful because of the retrograde. Remember, communication may be going backwards. So while we want to exert boldness, at the same time, we have to apply reason and care, you know, to not be so bold that we're not doing things consciously. So just kind of have that awareness and the emotional IQ that goes along with, you know, trying to really make headway with your passion projects. Then we have dynamic collaboration projects. So we do have the Libra eclipse March 25th. It is flavoring April still. You know, these eclipses don't just happen at the moment they happen. They're energetics, boom, 4 to 6 weeks beforehand. And really the cycle of Aries versus Libra, me versus we, is very strong from early 2023 to mid 2025, and we're in a hot spot now. So you'll find autonomy, independence, things that just make your passion fires burn bright with things that you love, hobbies and fun, you may have more opportunity to do that and balance out kind of others' expectations and have those types of conversations. Something else that I love for this time is fearless personal growth challenges. So challenging yourself to do something that is your own thing, you know, like not forcing something outside. While it's not a time to push externally, it is a great time to push internally. However, not with reckless or dangerous things, just with things like that you might be avoiding, emotional patterns, you know, trying to do your best in whatever you're working on, anything that requires breaking through fear to reach a positive goal, a health goal, something, you know, that will bring a great outcome for you. This is amazing for that. I also love this time for epic celebration events. Now, as I say that, remember I said it's also the scheduling thing can be a little bit dicey. But if there's a little bit of flexibility, like maybe you and a group of friends or family kind of have it out there, sometime this week, we're going to get together and just kind of spontaneously celebrate or leave something that can be flexible, like, okay, this weekend, open house for my friends and family, come in and let's just party or whatever it is that you're doing. Then it's like something epic involving celebration is really great. Of course, we have to be extra careful if the things you're doing to celebrate are involving toxins like alcohol or drugs or anything like that. We don't want to push that kind of thing because the combination of the Jupiter and the Uranus connecting, you know, can make that not go well. But just celebrating, letting loose, those kind of things. This period of time really is very much about, you know, having to do with things that make you happy, that you love to do, your bucket list, your, you know, creativity. And this is a crazy time for creativity challenges. So daring creativity challenges, you know, you can have little competitions with yourself or people close to you about creating different things. This is a masterful time to take on these daring creative projects or participate in artistic challenges or anything that pushes your creativity to new levels that inspires innovation or using innovation for your creativity. Of course, innovation is expanding tremendously at this time, and there are ways that you can become inspired, and Pluto in Aquarius is bringing in fresh insights. We've just had like stodgy Capricorn energy for decades with Pluto. Now it's in this new energy of Aquarius, you know, which is really good for Sagittarius because it's been a difficult time having Pluto, you know, move through that space of your finances since 2008. So I know that you all have been going through it. I know I've been going through it. It's been quite a revolutionary time of redoing finances. And now Pluto is accentuating our house of communication and transportation and mobility. So you may be finding that that is taking on some sort of prominence now as well. But this energy of Aquarius is coming in very strongly, and this is breathing fresh life into everything that we do. Okay, another way you can work with this is spontaneous acts of generosity. So, you know, anything that makes your heart feel really good by doing something nice for people or animals or the earth, you know, unexpected gestures of support or encouragement are definitely going to expand in their possible outcomes. And courageous self-expression. So again, if we're doing this in a way that comes from the heart, it's not with angst, because Aries energy can bring angst. You know, this is not a time to capitalize on the warlike nature of Aries. It's a time to bring courage to your truth and your authentic truth. And really our authentic truth is not angry. Sometimes we have to go through some anger in order to assert or discover what is true for us. But the anger itself is not the truth. So, you know, all of those things are coming out at this time. Now, the fifth house also has to do with children. It's not just creativity, like creating a picture or creating some sort of, you know, fabulous performance piece. It's creativity like creating a baby. So if you're trying to do that, this is amazing, amazing energy for that. If you're not trying to do that, it's still amazing energy for that. So just kind of be on guard, because you will be very fertile at this time in all ways. Extra fertile. Okay, so let's talk about some other things now. We've got Mars continuing to move through Pisces, and Venus is there for a little bit longer for the first week of April. So we've got a little bit longer of Pisces energy than we usually have. That's uncommon for in April for us to have this water energy like this continuing. So it is something to be aware of, because there's, you know, this is a square for Sagittarius. This isn't the glorious trine that all of these other things that are more all-encompassing at this time. This is an undercurrent of water. It's a square, it's a challenged position, and it's lighting up your home and family. So it's very possible that you've been having family challenges, or people have been needing you at home, or housing projects have been needing you, and it looks like you're still carrying through for this month those things that had happened. Okay, so good news is that at the end of April, this square stops, and then Mars will get into Aries, and Mars will light up the same fifth house that all these other planets were lighting up, and the eclipse and all of that. So it's very, very, very exciting. But we do need to know that there is going to be this undercurrent: family, housing, real estate, emotion, water where it shouldn't be. I know myself, as I've had the Pisces energy going on, I've seen some crazy water where it shouldn't have been. And we're not even in hurricane season yet. So yeah, so you might be noticing that. And especially, that's a nice segue that leads us into the full moon. So in the days around the 18th, I'd say especially strong February 15th through February 21st, we've got a full moon in Scorpio. Full moons tend to bring fullness, completion, fruition, drama, manifestation, elucidation, and they tend to be highly emotional. Full moons are anyway, but a full moon in a water sign can definitely be more emotional and bring more of the odds of water where it shouldn't be. So there's this, you know, very strong water element. And what does water do to fire? It puts it out. But in this case, I think it could be a little bit helpful, especially if we let it, because the fire frenzy is going to have us burning the candle at both edges. You can see I'm even excited about it, talking about it. Now, by the way, if you think I talk too fast, don't worry about it. You can slow down the video, at least. I don't know if podcasts have this option, but I think you can change the speed. Definitely on YouTube, you can change the speed of a YouTube playback. So no, I can't talk slower, but yes, you can still slow me down in the video. And that's probably about the only way you'll slow me down. Anyway, so back to, where was I? Okay, the full moon in Scorpio, right? So this is a really amazing time for manifestation of Scorpio-related things. So relationships, inheritance, money. If you've been waiting for money, it may come to you. Loans, paying off loans. You may clear up credits. You may, something significant with spousal money or family money or, you know, getting a loan. It's not the best time for paperwork if you can help it. If it's your only opportunity and you got to do it, just read your paperwork carefully. If you're refinancing a loan or if you're trying to do something short term with money, this could be a fine time for that because it lends itself to a shorter time than you think. So like, let's say you refinance your house and then you're expecting that to be a long-term loan. Well, maybe you'll wind up selling your house sooner. And that's part of the energy of the transit. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It just kind of can be more shorter term than we expect it to be. But you may see, you know, like loan money come in, or this full moon can just be this amazing time with somebody close to you that you feel really romantically or emotionally connected to, or a group of people who you feel really, you know, involved with their process. This is a great time for retreats and, you know, anything that dives deep into psychology or mysticism. All of that is amazing for this time. So in the days around the 18th, you'll be feeling it. You might be moony. You might be more emotional. You might be more of an insomniac. Those things between the 15th and the 21st are likely to come up. Still have more things I want to talk about. But while I'm talking about that, I just remembered that I wanted to tell you a couple of things about resources for this month. I write up a very detailed, including lots of aspects to watch for good, for better and worse, in my April 2024 astrology report. When you go to anniehelpsyou.com and you put your email address and name in there, you can get my free VIP community access. And then when you get the welcome letter, you just click on the archives and look for April 2024 astrology. You'll find a list of aspects and the dates and what you can expect from them and the general overview of the month. Okay, so I'm not going into a ton of aspects right now, but that's where you can get more of that. Okay, so the retrograde process is going to be such that it's inward and backward. Things that people and situations from the past are going to light up better than new things, unless the new things are intended to be short term. If you have a new creative impulse and you want to go with it, as long as you don't invest too much money or think it's going to be more than it is, you can just enjoy these short term energies. But they will tend to ground out. And Aries energy, you know, is very fickle. It's excited and then it disappears. So, you know, just be aware that the enthusiasm that you have now may definitely well be linked to long-term things, because the eclipse cycle is telling us this story of a long-term investment in something. But, you know, just be careful to not take on too much. Okay, so now let's talk about the Jupiter-Uranus connection. When outer planets, the ones that are further from us, get together in the sky, it's rare that this happens. They're not usually in a conjunction, and that's what will be happening. So 21 degrees of Taurus, Jupiter and Uranus on April 20th will be coming together. This is such a powerful connection that we'll be feeling it very strongly for at least 4 weeks before and after. So, you know, the end of March through well into May, a couple of weeks into May at least. And then the closer to April 20th, the more we will feel the power from this. I actually am going to make at least one, maybe two separate reports on this. If you've been following my work for a while, you will know that in the past, I was mostly posting horoscopes and occasional other reports. But now Pluto and Aquarius and some other things have just like shaken stuff up, and I'm doing things differently. So I'm actually posting weekly now. So I have made it super easy for you to follow what I'm posting. First of all, click the bell if you're subscribed on YouTube, because then it will come into your feed. So because I've been making so much more content, and I want you to be able to access it, and I find that especially the mobile view of YouTube is not super easy to try to connect with someone's channel because there's all these advertising things all over the place and it's really rough, I've made a page that has my current and upcoming astrology YouTube playlist and the same for my podcast playlist. AnnieHelpsYou.com/astrology. On that page will be a perpetual updating playlist for all of my YouTube videos and all of my podcasts. Okay, so you won't miss anything. So you can look out for the Jupiter-Uranus stuff there. But I want to talk a little bit more about this. So Jupiter, the expander, Uranus, the lightning strike, things coming out of the blue. We'll probably see major scientific and other technological advancement coming from this aspect. This is a very rare aspect, and we're going to talk about that in the actual, you know, report more. But what we need to know for Sagittarius is that this is happening in your sixth house. Okay, so it's in the sign of Taurus. So it's like money, finances, value, material possessions. But for us, it's in the sixth house. So some kind of medical breakthrough may actually ease your suffering. I know many Sagittarius have been going through it. I've been talking over time as I've been learning things, as I've been going through different health things, and just trying to bring to your awareness some of the factors that are affecting Sagittarius in general, including, you know, things going on with liver mutations, you know, genetic things that are patterns. But this is the type of energy that really screams breakthrough. It could scream crisis also. That is a possibility. But the awareness of the situation can also bring the breakthrough. So this is a time where pursuing information about new ways to deal with whatever you've been working with can occur. Now, you might want to wait, unless it's an emergency or a time-sensitive thing, then you, of course, want to do it right away. But you might want to wait into May to kind of decide about these things and save this as a time for research and looking into possibilities in April. But there may be something new, a technological advancement medically, that can help you with your health. And not just your health, also your work, because this sixth house that's lighting up for us here is also about your work, how you do your work, your office stuff, things like that. So, you know, that's really exciting. Okay, so definitely look for all the things at AnnieHelpsYou.com/astrology so you can see the playlist. I'm posting for full and new moons now. You'll see other big events, eclipse things, and, you know, this Jupiter-Uranus thing, all of that stuff will be on there. You can click on the Unleash button to join my free VIP community. You can click on the Upgrade button to join my Secret Star Portal, where all of the free early stuff is. And then you can also click on my Up-Level button, which will bring you to my astrology education. So you have my basics course and my astrology certification course. So if you think I put a lot into my free offerings, which I do, you will be blown away with my certification course that will help you to reach your goals with astrology. If you want to earn money, I can teach you how to do that. If you want to just help yourself and your family and your friends and you're not even interested in earning money, it's for your self-development, I can help you do that. I've got well over 100 modules in this, and you get free updates to the course, which has stayed the same price the entire time I've been doing this course, which is almost a decade. So you can find all that there at AnnieHelpsYou.com or AnnieHelpsYou.com/astrology. Look for the Up-Level button. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.